And now we come to the Hot Five, the Lou Anslinger Hot Five. Cudahy trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Louis on cornet, Lil Armstrong on piano, and Johnny Sincere banjo. We're going to start with, if there's some duplication here, I apologize, but nonetheless, but they're worth hearing again anyway. We're going to hear Cornet Chop Suey, and then we're going over to Radio Nederland, I think. But first of all, Cornet Chop Suey.
Papa Joe was so elated that he played half an hour overtime. I was so happy, I did not know what to do. I had hit the big time. I was up north with the greats. I was playing with my idol, the king, Joe Oliver. All of my boyhood dreams had come true at last.
At the ripe old age of 21, Louis was reading there from the end of his autobiography, My Life in New Orleans. He refers to this at the end of his letter, saying, "When I listen to my records, I can get food for thoughts, since I'm writing my life story. But I wouldn't want to miss this fine opportunity to write you and let you know how thrilled I was to be King of the Zulus. You give a big hello to the mayor and all the rest of my jazz fans down there in my hometown. And as the little boy who sat on the block of ice said, my tale is told. Yeah. Good night and God bless you. Am Red Beans and Ricely yours, Louis Armstrong." Signed in his trademark green ink.
Thank you. Whip, stop, stop,
oh,
whip.
Father, what, what do you mean by interrupting my solo?
Mon, the cars are from Jamaica, and I don't mean to interrupt the party. But one of me countrymen tell me there's a chitlin' rob going on here. Madam, fix me one out of those things you call chitlin', but I call them inner tube, and I play one of me native jazz tunes.
That was King of the Zulus, in case you're wondering what it was. And before that, we had Chimes Blues with Louis, interviewed by Radio Netherlands, on our deep thanks to them.